Daf is Zvachim Daf Hey. We left off on Daf Dalad Amid Beis. We were up against Shachris yesterday, so we sort of left off at a bit of an awkward point. So let's just quickly review what we were doing to continue the sugya. Yesterday's Daf was entirely focused on figuring out the makaros for Avoda Lishma by all the Dalad Avodos, that both in terms of Lishma of Lishem, the right karban, as well as Lishma in terms of Lishem, the right bailin. So that was the entire Daf, was focused on Avoda Lishma. The first half was about figuring out how we know that Lishma is necessary when it comes to the Lishem, the right karban. In the second half of the Daf, we were trying to figure out how we know Lishma is necessary by all of the Dalet Avodos as far as it relates to Lishem, the proper Bailim. So the last thing we were discussing was that we had brought sources that both Zvicha and Zrika require Lishem, the right Bailim. We didn't know how we knew that Kabbalah requires Lishem, the right Bailim. You need to do Kabbalah, Lishem, the Bailim. So Rav Ashi had said, well, we learn it from the El Nazir. It says, V'sa'ayliya says, Zevach Shlamim. So we say that it has to be L'shem Shlamim. That means L'shem the right carbon. But we already have a source that tells us it needs to be L'shem the right carbon. So we kept on using the methodology of Im Eino Inyan, that if it's not going to teach us the din of L'shma for the right carbon, it must be teaching us the din of L'shem Bailim, that it's got to be L'shem the right Bailim. Then the Gemara had said, but in reality, what you have in the Psukim are a klal uprat uklal, right? We said that we left off with this idea of a klal uprat uklal, which l'chora should teach us that just like the prat, which is shchita, is an avoda and requires lishma, so too every avoda requires lishma. And that should teach me about all the dalet avodas that they require lishma. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, you could ask that the prat is much more specific than just being an avoda. It's not only about being an avoda, it's an avoda that you chayev ala bachutz. So maybe it should only include shchita and zrika, because only shchita and zrika you chayev ala min bachutz. But Kabbalah and Halacha should be excluded. Or maybe you could take it in a different direction. Maybe you could say Zvicha, which is mentioned in the Pasuk, is something that requires Tzafon, V'yashto b'chataos apidimios. So too, it should only relate to those avodos that require Tzafon, that require being done in the north, and apply to the chataos apidimios, which would leave Zrika on the outside looking in. So however you want to learn the Klal Pratu Klal, you could go in one direction and exclude Kabbalah, you can go in another direction and exclude Zrika. So how do you know how to use this klal pratu klal? So what we left off with was Ika Lame Marhachi, Vika Lame Marhachi, about five lines before the lines get wide on Dalet and Beis, Shkulin Hein V'Yavoshnein, meaning Enochinami, you're right, we could have taken the klal pratu klal in one direction and excluded Kabbalah, we could have taken it in another direction and excluded Zrika. What we mean by excluding Kabbalah and excluding Zrika is telling us that there's no din of Lishma by Kabbalah, there's no din of Lishma by Zrika, but since we don't know which way to go, we go neither way, and therefore we include everything. Since it's Shkulin Hain, it's just as likely to be for one way to Darshan to be correct as the other way, so that's the Torah's way of telling us to not go in either of those directions, and to assume that it's a much more general kind of din that's being taught, that any avoda requires Lishma. Lishna achrina, chada chada teku b'milsa. Another way of saying what seems to be the same idea is that take each of these, you have one way of darshaning over here, one way of darshaning over there, so between the two of them, we end up establishing that the din that we wanted to establish anyway. Again, the same idea, that we can't know which direction to go, and therefore we include everything. We include Zrika, we include Kabbalah, to know that they all need Lishem Bailim. Or it could be that we know Zrika from the source that Ravashi quoted before of El Nazir, that we use Ravashi's original drasha to teach me that you need Zrika, Lishem, the right Bailim. Fine, so says Gemara, good, possible. We just quoted to tell me that you need Zrika, Lishem, the right Bailim, and that you need the Dalet Avodos, Lishem, the right Bailim, is in regards to El nazir, so maybe that only teaches you that you need l'shem the bailim by dafka that karban, by the el nazir. Ashkan el nazir, shar shlamim min alan. So that's true of the el nazir. How do I know that you need avodah l'shma by other karbanos? We're going to have a lot of drushas in today's daf also, and the strong impression that you get is that the Gemara takes absolutely nothing for granted. That there are no two dinim that could be learned out from each other. Every karban is different, every avodah is different, every kavana of every avodah is different, and we need sources for each and every one. So now that we've established that you need l'shma in regards to l'shem the right karban for all dalet avodos, and you need l'shma in regards to l'shem the right bailim for all dalet avodos, we said, yeah, but you don't see it by all karbanos. You only see it by the El Nazir. Where do you see that it applies to shlam, to Shar Shlamim as well? V'chitei menelef me'El Nazir, and lest you say, well, learn it out. Memetzinu, that's how Kala Torah Kula works. See, I have the Torah tell it to me in one place, and I learn it everywhere else. No. Mala El Nazir shekineshiman damim acherim. El Nazir is never brought alone. It always has other bloods with it, meaning Karban Chatos, Karban Olah always gets brought along with the El Nazir, and therefore you're not going to be able to derive other karbanos from the El Nazir. Imkei nichtov shalmei, my shlamim, the rabbos kol shlamim. So that's how we darshan. The pasuk should have said if it was only about the carbon of the nazir, the el nazir, it should have said v'sa'ayil ta'aseh zevach shalmei, not zevach shlamim. The fact that it says shlamim is an indication that it's a reference to broader categories of carbon shlamim, not only carbon shlamim in regards to the nazir. Fine. Ashkan shlamim. So great. So now you've shown me that all karbanos shlamim require dalet avodos l'shem the karban and l'shem the bailim. Great. Shar kol kachim inalan. How do I know that you need the shem bailim by other kachim as well, by other types of karbanos that are not a karban shlamim? V'chi teiman nelef mi shlamim. And if you're going to say, well, learn it from shlamim, no, ma'ala shlamim shkein tu nesmicha unesachim utnuvus chaz v'shok. Shlamim has certain unique dinim to it. Shlamim requires smicha, requires leaning on the animal, it requires nesachim, the nesachim that come along together with the karban, the libations, and it requires tufas chaz v'shok, it requires waving the chaz v'shok, the breast and the thigh of the animal. You don't have any other karban that has all of those qualities. Do any other karbanos have some of those qualities? So Rashi says, yeah, absolutely. Rashi points out, ushar zvachim, yesh v'an she'en smicha, v'lo nesachim. Some of them don't require smicha or nesachim. K'gon b'char or ma'aser pesach. V'yesh me'an she'ein tun nesachim. Some just don't have nesachim. K'gon chatos v'asham. And none of them require chaz v'shok. So you have some sort of combination of different factors. You have no other karban that requires smicha, nesachim, tenufas chaz v'shok. Now, according to what Rashi is saying, nothing else requires chaz v'shok. It could have just said, ma'ashlam shkein tenufas chaz v'shok. But since there are other details of karban shalom also that would exclude other karbanos, so we mentioned all three of them. So bottom line is, you can't use shlamim as a prototype from which to learn all other karbanos that you need l'shem bailim. Ella amar kra, rather, how do I know to apply this to all other kabanos? Because it says in the pasuk, zos hatorah la'ola l'mincha l'chatos l'asham l'miluim u'l'zevach hashlamim. You pretty much cover every single kind of karban in that pasuk. Hekishna kasuv l'shlamim. So you see that all these other kabanos are linked, are compared in some way to the karban shlamim. Mashlam ben shinoi kodesh ben shinoi bailim be'ino l'shma. Just like the karban shlamim, whether it's a shinoi kodesh or whether it's a shinoi bailim, you need it to be lishma, meaning whether your problem is that you're trying to not do it l'shem the right karban, or whether your problem is you're trying to not do it l'shem the right bailim, it's a problem, and it needs to be done lishma by karban shlamim, as we've proven over the course of the last daf. Av kol bein shinoi kodesh bein shinoi bailim be'in on lishma. So to by all these other karbanos, the same would be true, that both shinoi kodesh and shinoi bailim are going to be issues. All of them need to be lishma. Fine, so that is how we know that this is true about all karbanos. So now that we spent the last daf showing that there is a din that you need lishma, both l'shem karban and l'shem bailim, so now the Gemara says, let's take this in the other direction. Let's say that this requirement of lishma is so strong that it should even passel the carbon if you don't have it. The first mission, the first line of the first mission in this Masechta said that if you don't have lishma, it's still a carbon. It's just not olah lebailum l'shem chova. Well, why should it still be a carbon? We spent a whole daf showing how important lishma is. If we really believe how important lishma is, put our money where our mouth is and say that if you don't have lishma, the whole thing is worthless, and abort the carbon. That if you did the shechita shelo lishma, stop right there. Don't go on with it. So, frak the gemara, ema hecha the shechita shelo lishma lifsalu. Why don't we say that if you shechita shelo lishma, it should be pasul right there? So Tosaf over here asks a very important question. Tosaf says, tema habakol duch lebin kachim shina laake v'hachol doshina. Very important klal that we have in kachim, that by kachim we always assume, normally in kol Torah kula we assume if the Torah demands it, the Torah demands it, and that's it, and you got to do it. But by kachim, there is a rule that unless the Torah says it twice, then we don't assume that it's a din le'ikuva. We assume the Torah is only telling us a din l'charchila. But b'di'eved, we assume it would be okay. So we hear the Gemara saying, now that we have a source to tell me that you need l'shma by all karbanos, l'shem kachim, and l'shem the right karban, and l'shem the right bailim, so why isn't it ma'akev? What do you mean, why isn't it ma'akev? The rule is that it's never ma'akev by kachim, unless you have shina l'vakas of la'akev. This is dafka din in kachim by kolata rukula. In general, many Rishonim write, there's a Ritva says like this in Maseches Sukkah, there's a Rana Maseches Pesachim like this, that in general we assume that by Dinim Da'oraisa there is no chilik between the Chachilas and B'di'evet. Dinim Da'oraisa, if the Torah says it, you gotta do it. That's it. And it's Ma'ak and B'di'evet. Just once the Torah has to say it. By Kachim we assume that that's not so. By Kachim we assume if the Torah says it once, then it's only a din l'chadchila, midoraisa, which is a unique status, a din of a daoraisa l'chadchila. And if the Torah says it twice, then it's even ma'akev b'di'evet. In fact, the Shara Melech in Hilchos Korban Pesach writes that's why even Rava, who holds a Maseches Tmura, daf Hamid Beis, 90% of the time when you hear someone quoting a Gemara in Tmura, they're quoting this Gemara, where it says, Kol HaTorah Kula, Kol Milsadam Rachmana Lo Savid, Yavad Mahani. Rava has a din that whenever the Torah says that you're not allowed to do something, if you go and you do it, it's not effective. Your action was an ineffective action. So Rava would say that that's only by chulin, but not by kachim. Since by kachim it's not, we don't have by kachim we require shina lav hakasav la'akev. By kachim, in order for it to be ma'akev, you need the Torah to say it twice. So Rava would be moda that he avid mahani, that it does work, that b'di'evet it would work, that there is such a din of the chadchila and a b'di'evet. So that's the kasha that Tosfos is bothered by. What kind of kasha is the Gemara asking? Why isn't it ma'akev b'di'evet? It's pasha that it's not going to be ma'akev b'di'evet. You don't have shina lav hakasav of la'akev. So Tulsa says, V'yishlomer de paruch mishinu kodesh dika trei kra'i. So he says, no, the Gemara is asking a much, much more detailed question. We kept on saying, Yimeinu Inyan. We kept on coming up with two sources to tell me that Shinui Kodesh is going to be a problem, that you need Lishma, Lishem, the right carbon. And what do we keep on doing with the second source? We kept on saying, oh, we don't need a second source to tell me the same din, that you need Lishem, the right carbon. So, Meino Inyan, to tell me you need Lishma of the right carbon, Tanei Inyan, let it be there to teach me that you need Lishma of the right Bailim. What do you mean? Why would you say Meino Inyan and take that second source and take it away from what it's talking about, L'shem the right carbon? Keep it on the carbon and tell me that, and darshan that it's a shina lavakas of la'akev. That's your second pasuk that's coming to tell you that l'shma of the right carbon is ma'akev. That's what the Gemara is asking. Why are we satisfied with one source? And we're satisfied saying that it's only going to be a din l'chadchila, but the evidence, it's not going to be ma'akev. Why do we leave it at that? No, we should push further. Keep it as two sources to tell me about Shina Kachim, and that would teach me that Itake is Ma'akev. That's the Gemara's Kasha. That's how Tosos understands the Gemara's Kasha. If you look in the Shidim Gebetzes, in Os Yud, on the side of the page, he has a different understanding of the Kash. He says, Pirish Betosos, Afagav Deloshina, Kosov La'akev, Mikol Mokom, Lifsulu Misvara. He says, no, when the Gemara is saying it should be Pasul, it's not saying because there are two Psukim, and the two Psukim should say it's Pasul. He's saying Misvara should be Pasul. Kivin Deshina Belishman, Kilu Chasra Vodashinaba. When we say that when you shech the carbon, Shalol Lishma, that it's no good, that it's a problem, that you need Lishma, so So what are we saying? Says Shita Mekvetzes, what we're saying is, you didn't shecht the carbon, if you were supposed to bring carbon ola, and you shechted it l'shem, a carbon shlamim, you didn't shecht the carbon ola. You shechted a carbon shlamim. You simply didn't do the maisa. Meaning, you don't need a pasuk to teach me, shina lof akasav la'akev, that if I didn't bring the carbon, that the carbon wasn't valid. If I didn't bring the right carbon, the carbon wasn't valid, obviously. You don't need shina lof akasav la'akev to tell me that if I was supposed to bring behema and I brought flour, or I brought nothing, I did nothing, that it's ma'akev. Of course it's ma'akev. You didn't do the carbon. So he says, so misvara, this is an example of not doing the carbon. Because having that's what the din of Lashma teaches me, that it's ki'ilu, you didn't bring the right carbon at all. In the Biri Adaf over here, he quotes from the Chazon Yecheskel a third possible explanation. The Chazon Yecheskel suggests that there's a chiluk between when the Lashna Pasuk relates to the person doing the avoda, that he should do this and that action. Then we say that if he doesn't do that action, he's mevatel, his mitzvah of doing it in this particular way, so the korban doesn't become pasul. But when the Torah uses lashonos that aren't about the person doing the avoda, but are about the person, about the korban itself, where it specifically relates to the carbon itself and not to the person doing the carbon, then any chisaron, you don't need china lavakas of la'akev. Vim zevach shlamim karbono. You need the zvicha l'shem shlamim. Right? That's how we said that you need shchita l'shem kachim. Right? L'shem the right carbon. But what was the lash on the pasuk? Im zevach shlamim karbono. That if the carbon was zvicha l'shma, l'shem shlamim. So it's whenever it's about the carbon, then you're not going to need shina lavakas of la'akev. Then it's going to be ma'akev on its own. Sfas Emes has the most pashup shot, though, I think. Sfas Emes says, what do you mean? What are we asking over here? We're not asking that it should take what you have done and disqualify it. What we're asking is as follows. There are dalet avodos in the carbon. You did a shechita shelo lishma. What does our Mishnah suggest you then do? That you then go ahead and do the rest of the avodos, continue as normal, pretend nothing happened, keep it going as normal, and don't worry, it just won't be olul balum shem chova, but the carbon's a valid carbon. Says Fasemis, is that b'diyevet or is that lechachila? When we're telling you to go ahead and continue to do other avodos, that sounds like lechachila. We're saying, yeah, lechachila, go ahead and do it. So we're not asking that b'diyevet it should be possible in the sense that we're asking retroactively. We're asking going forward that once you already did it shalol l'shma, this is a din of a lechachila. It's not a din of a b'diavad. You wouldn't need a shina levakas of la'akev over here. But either way, whatever the Gemara's kasha is, the Gemara is asking, once we've already established that we need l'shma, l'shem the right karbon, and we need l'shma, l'shem the right bailim, and we need it for all the different karbonos, why do we assume that the karbon is still a kasher karbon? Why don't we assume the karbon is pasul? So three lines from the bottom, Adalad and Beis, Amakra, Motzis Vasecha Tishmar Vasisa Kasher Nadarta. So says the Gemara, Hai Nidava Nederhu. How can we refer, we had this drasha already before, it says Vasisa Kasher Nadarta L'Shem Elokecha Nidava Asher Dibarta Beficha. So why do we switch from a Lashon of Neder to a Lashon of Nidava midstream, right in the middle of the Pasuk? Ella im kemashin nidarta asisa yehi neder. So what it's there to teach me is that if you've done what you were supposed to do, then it counts for you. The hare alai, it counts l'shem chova, for the bailum l'shem chova. Vim lav yehi nedava. But if you didn't do what you were supposed to do, meaning you didn't do it l'shma, then it's still going to be good, but it's going to be like a nedava. You still have your own obligation to take care of, but it's still going to be a valid carbon. So that's a special drasha to tell me that it's still going to be kosher b'diavad. Fine. So says Gemara v'Yisrach, Matzis v'Sech v'Yisrach Zosatara. I need both psukim. I need the Torah to tell me Zosatara to learn from Shlamim, and I can't just learn from Matzis v'Secha that you need the Shema by all karbanos. Dikas v'Rachmana, meaning after all that pasuk we just quoted Matzis v'Secha shouldn't only be there to teach me that it's not going to be possible to the Eved, but Matzis v'Secha Tishmar should teach me that whatever I said I'm going to do, I should have to do, which means I should have to bring the karban l'Shema. So shouldn't that be enough to tell me the din of l'shma? Why do I need this other pasuk that lists all the different karbanos to tell me that I need l'shma by all the other karbanos? Why don't I just use the pasuk Motzis v'Secha? So Gemara says, no, you need both of these pasukim. Dikas v'Rachmana Motzah. lo yada b'mai. Had it just said motzas vasecha, I would not have known what the Torah was referring to when it says, do what you say you're going to do. It never says that it's about avodah l'shma. How do I know that it means that when the Torah says, do what you say you're going to do, that it means that it has to be l'shma? So kas rachmana zos ha-Torah, that's why I have the pasuk of zos ha-Torah, because it says, la'ola l'mincha l'chatas la'asham, right? It says specifically, l'shem this carbon, l'shem that carbon, l'shem that carbon. So that's much more clear that it's about l'shma. V'kas rachmana zos ha-Torah. Okay, so why don't I just have Zos HaTorah? Well, then have Amina Livsulu, we just explained. Because had I just had Zos HaTorah, I would have said that if I don't do it Lishma, then it's going to be Pasul. So I would think that it should be Pasul. Kas Rachmana, Motzah Svasecha. That's why I have Motzah Svasecha, to tell me that no, it's only not going to be Olo Lebayl Mashem Chova, but it's not going to Pasul the entire carbon. Okay, period. Rami Reish Lakish Alma Oy Be Midrash. Now the Gemara is going to pose a whole bunch of questions. Now that we've already established that you need Lishma for all these Karbanos, so now we just pose a whole bunch of questions throughout the rest of the daf. And a lot of detailed drashas again. The beginning of Zvachim is difficult terrain to get through in terms of all the drashas that you have to get through. The whole Masech is not like that. Rami Reish Lakish Alma Oy Be Midrash. So Reish Lakish happened to have been lying on his stomach in the Beis Medrash. Strange thing to say. And while he was lying on his stomach in the Beis Medrash, he was asking the following kasha. So it's a little bit of an odd statement that he was lying on his stomach when he asked the following question. So especially in light of the fact that there is a Gemara in Brachos that repeats itself in Nida, in both the first and last Masechtas and Shas, in Brachos and Daf Yud Gimel and in Nida Daf Yud Dalid, the Gemara says that you're not allowed to be shochiv praktan, that it's aser to lie, that Rabbi Shua ben Levi was mekalel someone who would sleep praktan, who would lie down praktan. Rashi says praktan means to lie on his back, but the Aruch and Rabbeinu Hanan will say, no, it means to lie in your stomach. That is chashash otzazer levatala, if a person lies on their stomach, so you're not supposed to lie in your stomach. So according to that pshat, what's going on with Reish Lakish over here? Lying on his stomach. So unless Reish Lakish disagrees, he doesn't think that there is such an isser. So some try to bring a raya that you see that for a short time, just the time it takes to ask a kasha, so then it's no big deal. Then you could lie in your stomach. But over a longer period of time, that it's going to be a problem. Some say that no. Rami Al-Ma'ohi, the Biri Adaf over here, quotes from the Sefer Yavo Halevi. I don't know who it is, but he says that no, that Rami Al-Ma'ohi means Shenafal Al-Panav, that he fell on his face, like the Yerushalmi, which is a simon of Kovid Rosh and Achna Asruach, it's a simon of seriousness and humility, that he's saying, look, I don't know this, I have a kasha here, I'm humbling myself, I need a teretz to this kasha. So it's a way of showing humility. He then quotes others that say, the Or HaYashar, who suggests that the Gemara is trying to tell us how great Reish Lakish was, that Reish Lakish was suffering. He was lying on his stomach because he was extremely fat, he was extremely weak, to the point that he would, from his Yisurin, he couldn't get up. He was lying on his stomach, he couldn't move. And still, he still wanted to learn Torah. It's like they say, I think, B'Shem Rav Shlomo Zalman, that someone once said, I have a headache, I can't learn right now. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, if I didn't learn, anytime ever I had a headache, I never would have learned. That, you know, sometimes when we're suffering and we're going through difficult physical ailments, to persevere and to try to focus on learning anyway, that's the godless of Reish Lakish that the Gemara is telling us over here. He quotes also here in the footnote from the Keren Ora, that the Keren Ora explains the Gemara Blushan Remez, that the Gemara Menachos says that now that we don't have a Mizbeach, Shulchano Shalad Mechaper Love, which means that the way a person eats, if you eat the Kavanos L'Shem Shemayim in order to strengthen yourself for Avodas Hashem, that's considered like eating from the Mizbeach, that's considered like a mitzvah of eating Kachim. Reish Lakish was asking, you know, he was being very demonstrative in his way of asking his question, but what he was saying was that by a proper achila with the right kavana, it could be meratza, but most of the time people do not have the right kavana, and therefore he says v'chi chalila yikrabem v'zrisi pirish al panecha pirish chagechem, would you say about most people that there's therefore no point to their eating, they're just being gluttonous? So he says eftach pischal nafshai sheish limtzo gam lezet tikun What he's trying to emphasize is, even for a person who doesn't eat with the right kavanos, there's still a way out. There's still a way of being mekadish his meal, and that is by motzis vasecha tishmar, by what he speaks at his meal. If that which he speaks is a bracha rishon, a bracha achron, a kavana gemura, even if the eating itself was not l'shem the right kavana, that should still be meaningful. That should still be enough to redeem the rest of the meal. Okay, that's derech drush, how the Karen Ora understands what Reish Lakish was trying to demonstrate. So anyway, Makshi asks, im ksherim heim yirtzu v'mein meratzen l'mabayin. He says, I'm confused by this whole concept. If the carbon is kosher, meaning before we asked, well, wait a second, if you need l'shma, then if you don't have l'shma, it should be pasul. Now we're asking the other direction. Okay, you're telling me that it's a kosher carbon even without l'shma, but it's not olu l'bailim shem chova, I don't get it. If it's kosher, let it be olu l'bailim shem chova. If it's not kosher, it shouldn't be olu l'bailim shem chova. What's going on over here? Samuel Rebelezer Matzinu b'bayil na'achar misa shem k'sherim v'imratz. He says, you shouldn't be so surprised. You find such a din by karbanos that come after a person dies, where it's obviously a kosher karban, but it's not miratza, the person is dead already. For instance, we say a woman who brought a carbon chatas and then she died, so the yarshin bring the carbon ola for her. Olasa umesa lo yavi yarshin chatasa. Now, if she brought a carbon ola, then she died, the yarshin do not bring the carbon chatas, because that's a chatas shmesa bala, and we have a halachal moshim sinai, that it's lumisa azla, that it doesn't get brought. But if she brought a carbon chatas already, they do bring the carbon ola. So why are you so surprised that you're going to have a carbon that's going to be a kosher carbon, and it's not going to be all the bailim l'shem chova? Tosas bothered over here that it sounds like that normally, if she was around, she'd be allowed to bring a carbon chatos after a carbon ola. It's just dafka because she brought a carbon ola first, and then she died. A chatos can't be brought after death, but normally a chatos can come after an ola. Frank tells us it's not true. The Gemara says in Pesachim that zeb bin yonav shekol chatos kod mosli ola sa'of, that all chatos have to come before a carbon ola. That's always the din. A chatos always has to come before a carbon ola. So Tosas is bothered by what's going on over here, why we allow the chatos to come after, why the implication of the Gemara is that the chatos can come after the ola. He quotes from Rabbeinu Chaim, who had in the Bialma kasher di'evin, v'adabai karbon sor, mishim tuchsiv ve'avai azostia. So he says, it's supposed to be that way, but b'di'evit it's not going to be ma'akev. I mean, l'charchila, chatas has to come first. If the chatas came last, normally it's kosher. Over here, the woman's dead. You can't bring the chatas after she's dead. But bottom line is, they're telling Reish Lakish, why are you so surprised that the carbon can count for a carbon and not count for the bailim? You have it all the time. You have it beferish in this Mishnah. He says, I'm older than an ola that's true about. And we know that a chatos it's not true about. Asham d'lasi l'achar misa minalan. What about a carbon asham? Carbon asham does not come l'achar misa, so why should a carbon asham that's brought shalol l'shma be a kosher carbon? Or why shouldn't they count the bailim shem chova if it is a kosher carbon? Meaning, yes, you've demonstrated that by a carbon ola, it's true, that by a carbon ola, you can have an idea of a kosher carbon that doesn't do anything for the bailim. But what about a carbon asham? So why would you say that by a carbon asham? There's no din of bringing carbon asham l'achar misa. He says, what do you mean? What kind of kasha? Rabbi Lezer is of the opinion that a carbon asham could be brought l'achar misa also. So what's the problem? He says, really? That's the best you got? You bring to me the Rabbi Eliezer? I'm bringing you a stam mishnah, and you're telling me, oh, but there's a sheet of Rabbi Eliezer that agrees with your kasha? Yeah, and Rabbi Lezer, shamutehu, and we don't pass like Rabbi Lezer. Come on, stam mishnah over here. Why is it that in a mishnah you're going to have a carbon that's going to be a valid carbon and it's not going to be a l'bailim shem chova? I understand that you could have it by a carbon ola. What about a carbon asham? Ella amrei shlakish eftach ana piskel nafshai. He says, looks like no one's going to answer my question except for me. I got to do it on my own. Motzis vasecha hay nedava nederhu v'chulei kedil el. You got to use the drasha that we used before, that motzis vasecha teaches us neder nedava. The change in lashon of the pasuk from neder to nedava teaches us that it is a valid carbon and it can even count for you if you do it lishma. But if you don't do it lishma, it doesn't count for you. that it's not going to be Ola Labailim L'Shem Chava. So it's a drasha from a pasuk that tells us that this is true of all these karbanos, that it's not going to be Ola Labailim L'Shem Chava. And there is a Magen Avraham in Or Chaim asks this din that we just said, that the Chatos should never come after the Ola. So he asks why it is in the Seder of the Amiras HaKarbanos in the morning, we say the Parshas HaOla before the Parshas HaChatos. That's a major kasha that the Achronim deal with. Why would we put the Parshas HaOla before the Parshas HaChatos if the rule is that the Chatos always comes before an Ola? So what you have to say is something along the lines of the fact that the idea that a Chatos has to come before an Ola is only true when they're a team, when they're coming together as a unit. But when you have a Chatos and an Ola that are two totally separate Chiyuvim, where you just stop saying different Karbanos, so then maybe there's no such din. So there are a lot of other Tirutzim as well, why it's dafka different when you say it in the morning, when you don't know exactly what you're chayiv, what you're not chayiv. Fine, we'll leave it aside for now. Yosef Rabbi Zeir, we got a hurry here. Yosef Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yisrael Barabba, Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Yisrael Barabba were sitting there. Yosef Abayi Gabayi, and Abayi was sitting with them. The Yasiv Vikamri, and they were saying, Kashle the Reish Lakish, Asim Delo Asi La Achar Misa, V'Nasav La Tamud Motzos Fasach. They were saying over this discussion we just had that Reish Lakish was bothered why it is that a Karban Ashram that's brought Shalol Shema does not count for the Bailun L'Shem Chova, and then because after all, an Ashram is not brought La Achar Misa, so why should it be in the category of something that could be a kosher carbon but not Olal Bailun L'Shem Chova? And then the Gemara said, no, Motzos Fasach teaches it to me. So Ema Habab Neder Ben Nadav Alaisi V'Lalirti Ashram L'Alaisi Klal. Maybe Motzis Vasecha only teaches you about karbanos that are above Benedar Benedava. They're only a karban that you can choose to bring Benedar Benedava, because after all, the whole Joshua and Buzzing Motzis Vasecha was from the words Neder and Nedava. So maybe only a karban that could be brought Benedar and Nedava can be a kosher karban that doesn't count for the Bailim. But a karban Asham can't be brought Benedar and Nedava. Maybe it's not true. Maybe it shouldn't be brought at all if it's not the Shema. So Amalai Bailim Shlakish Mehacha Pasach Vishachat Osol the Chatas Osol the Shema Ksheru Shlol Shema Psula. That dafka the chatas, if it's lishma, it's kasher, shalol lishma, it's pasul. All other kachim are even shalol lishma is still going to be kasher. That's the drasha from the pasuk. Yachli yirtzu. So if it's kasher, I might think it even counts for the bailum l'shem chava. Tamlomer motzos v'secha. That's what motzos v'secha teaches me. Ve'im ahabav v'neder davalais v'lo lirtzi asher mitzuyi nami lirtzi. So why don't we say? But again, that motzos v'secha is only about kabbarnos that above v'neder v'nedava. Asham is not Babin Adur Benedava, so by the Asham, it should even be Meratzeh. You want to tell me it's kosher? Good, but then it should even be Meratzeh. Amr Abayi Asham Demirtzi Lo Matzis. It can't be that the Asham is Meratzeh, because Amrit Kavachomer May Ola, because you could learn a Kavachomer from the Karban Ola. Uma Ola She'ena Mechaperes Eina Meratzeh. If a Karban Ola that's brought Shalol Shema, and the Ola is not primarily for a Kaparo, although an Ola also has a little bit of a Kapara element, but an Ola is not primarily about Kapara. It's not Meratzeh, so Asham Shemachaper, and Asham, which is supposed to be all about Kapara, so when it's done, Shalol Shema, Enodin Shein Meratzeh. It for sure shouldn't count. I mean, the fact that something is meant to be for Kapara means you need a higher level Kavana, Lechora. So if the Shalol Shema of the Ola didn't count for the Bailun L'Shem Chova, and the Ola is not even meant for a Kapara, so for sure by the Karban Asham, a Shalol Shema is not going to be Ola L'Bailun L'Shem Chova. Frak the Gemara, but Ola has its own chumra. Mala Ola Shekin Kalil. Ola, after all, is entirely burnt. So how can you say that it's a kal v'chomer, that if the Ola is not Meratzeh, the Asham is not Meratzeh? Maybe the Ola is not Meratzeh because an Ola has extra Kedusha. It has to be totally burnt on the Mizbeach. So Shlamim Yochichu, no, because we see that by Shlamim, if it's not Ola, it's not Meratzeh, it's not Ola Bailu M'Shem Chova, and we know Shlamim is not totally burnt. It doesn't share that same Chumra. But Shlamim has its own Chumra. So maybe you're going to tell me an Ola and a Shlamim each are not going to be Meratzeh when they're not Lishma, they're not going to be Ola Bailu M'Shem Chova when they're not Lishma, but that's because each of them has their own special Chumra, which Asham doesn't. So says Merna, Ola Tochiach, Ola doesn't have the Chumra of Asham, it doesn't have the Chumra of Chaz V'Shok. V'Chaz V'Adin, La Rizah Krizah, La Rizah Krizah, Hatzara Shav Shabahen, Shein Kachim, V'Shachton Shalashman K'Shein V'Ein Meratzin. Bottom line is, neither Ola nor Shlamim have something in, Ola and Shlamim do not have anything in common, any Chumra in common that an Asham Hashem doesn't have. So this is the limud called Sada Shava. So you see, what do they have in common? That if you shecht the shalol l'shma, it's a kosher carbon, but it's not olah l'bailu m'shem chova. Afani avi Hashem shu kodesh v'shecht the shalol l'shma kosher v'ein emratza. So you could say the same thing by the Hashem, that it's kodesh, you shecht the shalol l'shma, it's kosher, but guess what? It doesn't count for the bailu m'shem chova. It's not going to be meratza. Is that a valid Sada Shava? Malat Sada Shava Shemeshkein Yeshno B'tzibur. Both the Ola and the Shlamim are Yeshno B'tzibur. There is no Ashan that's Yeshno B'tzibur. So Toda Tochiach. Toda will show you. Malat Toda Shekein to Una, meaning by Toda it is B'tzibur, and yet by Toda we find also that if it's Shalol Shema, it does count as a carbon, but it's not Ola B'ayim Shem Chova. So frankly, more, but Toda has its own Chumrah that nothing else has. Malat Toda Shekein to Una Lechem. Toda requires all these lachmei toda. So olu shlam yochichu. Yeah, but olu and shlamim don't require lachmei toda. And you still see that they have this din, that they're a valid carbon, they're just not olu b'alim shem chova. V'chazar din, so throw that into the tzad shava. Lo rizak rizav, lo rizak rizav. So what do toda, olu and shlamim all have in common? They don't have any chumras in common. What do they all have in common? Tzad shava shven, shen kachim, b'shachtan shalosh mon kasher, v'einu meratza. All of them are carbonos. If you shecht it shalol l'shma, it's a kasher carbon, but it's not meratza. Afani avi asham, shu kodesh, b'shachtan shalosh shma kasher, v'einu meratza. So too, the same could be said by the asham, that the asham is kodesh, and if you shecht with shalol shema, it's going to be kosher, but it's not going to be meratza. It's not going to count lebailim l'shem chava. Fine. So says the Gemara. But wait a second. But the now what's the tzad shav made up of? Ola, shlamim, and toda. Right. So in fact, the Gemara mala tzad shav shben shein ban b'neder b'nedava. Ola, shlamim, and toda can all be brought b'neder b'nedava. Ashram cannot be brought b'neder b'nedava. So maybe the din that the carbon can be brought and it's going to count as a valid carbon, but it's not going to be olah l'bailim l'shem chova, maybe that din is only true by those kinds of carbonos that could be brought b'neder b'nedava. But maybe that's not true of a carbon ashram, which cannot be brought b'neder b'nedava. Elam Rava, Zos HaTorah v'gomer, Hikishu HaKasuv l'shlamim. So Zos HaTorah tells us that all of the different types of carbonos, including carbon ashram, are all compared to carbon shlamim. Mashlam shein kachim v'shachtan shalosh man k'shein v'im ratzin afani aviyashim shu kodesh, meaning scratch the tzad shava, forget all that, it's just pasuk, we have a pasuk that links all of these other karbanos to the carbon shlamim. We've already established that a carbon shlamim has this din that you bring it when it's brought shalol l'shma, it counts as a valid carbon, it's just not olah l'bailim l'shem chova. So to over here by the carbon asham, that it counts as a carbon when it's done shalol l'shma, it's just simply not olah l'bailim l'shem chova. Why do we assume that everything, again, the pasuk just lists everything. So how do you know that we're dafka linking everything to the carbon, that we're linking asham to a carbon shlamim? Why don't we say that we're linking asham to a carbon chatas? And a carbon chatas is going to be pasul when it's shalol l'shma. So why don't we link it to a carbon chatas and say that the asham that's brought shalol l'shma is going to be pasul? So hamiyat rachmana osa. No, because we already had a drasha before that told me that osa, that dafka, the carbon chatas, when it's not lishma, is going to be pasul. That teaches me that other carbonos, namely the carbon asham, when it's not lishma, is going to be kasher. Right? The only problem we had with that is we said, okay, good, let it be kasher, but then it should even be olah l'bailim shem chova. So that's why we link it to the carbon shlamim, where we say, no, you see that there is this idea that just like the carbon shlamim is kasher, but it doesn't count for the bailim when it's shalol lishma, so too the carbon asham is kasher, but it doesn't count for the bailim when shalol l'shma. When all the dust settles, what did we just do over the last amud? All we did was we showed that the carbon asham, when it's brought shalol l'shma, we just proved the fact what our Mishnah said, that when the carbon asham is brought shalol l'shma, it is a valid carbon, but it does not count for the bailim. The Gemara was sure about it when it came to a shlamim. The Gemara was sure that it's not true when it comes to a chatas. We needed to know what the status was by a carbon asham, and then we have now proven it, that the asham is compared to a carbon shlamim. Yasav Rav Huna Rav Nachman v'yasav Rav Sheshes Gabayev v'yasav v'kamri. So Rav Huna Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes were sitting around and they said, Kash le'l Reish Lakish asham t'lasid achramisa. What was Reish Lakish bothered by? He was bothered, how could a carbon, like a carbon asham, be a valid carbon, but not count for the bialim. And why was he bothered by asham, dafka about a carbon asham? Because he understood that you can say such a thing about a carbon ola, because we know that a carbon ola can be brought even after the owner is dead. So you see that by a carbon ola, even though it's a valid carbon, doesn't have to count for the bialim. The bialim could be dead already. But by the asham, he was bothered. We don't find that an asham is brought lachar misa. So lemele rablazer asham nami asal lachar misa. Why doesn't rablazer say no? An asham is also brought liachar misa. That an asham shemesu bailav. The halacha is that it's not actually brought. You let it graze, but then you sell it, and the money is used for another carbon. So doesn't that mean that in a way it's also brought lachar misa? So don't you see that an asham also in a way is brought lachar misa? So I'm the Rav Sheshes asham lemaikarav lemasaro. No, when we say the asham is brought lachar misa, that only means the money that you get for the asham that developed the mum, that's brought. Chatas nami mikrav karav masaras achatas. But then you should say the same thing about a carbon chatas, and we know that a chatos that shalom l'shma is not even kosher, so don't start that saying that an asham should be like a carbon ola in that regard. It's more like a carbon chatos in that regard. Avagav the carbon masara miet rachmana hu, but frak the gemara, yeah, even but by chatos, yeah, in a chinami chatos is brought lachar misa, but that's why you have the word hu to tell me that the carbon chatos shalom l'shma is no good. So asham nami ksev behu, yeah, but by asham also it has the word hu. Hahu lachar aktar say murim udichsev, no, but the hu by the asham is to tell me after the aktar say murim. Kiditanya, aval asham lo nemer bahu el lachar aktar say murim. The hu by asham is only after the aktar say murim. Hu atzma lo tire murim kasher. But if they be prior to the aktar say murim, it's going to be kasher even when it's shalol l'shma. Velahu lamali. So what's the hu there to teach me? Lichdravuna merav. Tam ravuna merav asham shenita kliria. If you have a carbon asham that whose owner died or who got a kapara from some other way, and therefore it's no longer has a din of a carbon asham, so it has to go and graze v'shachtu stam, and then you shecht it kosher. Nitak in lo nitak lo. Sounds like only because it's nitak, it's been designated by Beis Din to no longer be used as a carbon asham, that's why it's kosher. Otherwise it wouldn't be kosher. My taima, why is that so? Amakrahu baviyaso yehe. That's to teach me who, that's where I need the word who to tell me that it remains the same. Okay, we'll pick up from Yasser Ranach and Bez Hashem tomorrow. I can pace myself better.